definitely try your best to get proficient on the mixer and the record players, the CDJs. They're really fun to play with. You can create some great experimental sound collages.
There's these switches, and they've got different modes, and then, of course, you can touch things and spin them around, and we'll be doing more of that. And so there's another strange loop that's going on here in this show, because, as I mentioned, Diana, who does the Russian Hour on Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., I became a fan of her show after new DJs were trained, and I was looking at the schedule, and I saw the Russian Hour, just the title of it. I was like, ooh, that sounds like a wonderful freeform community kind of show. And I read the description, and it's all Russian music, and Diana's a freshman, and she's Russian, although she's been to school in London and other places. And you, Luke, were responsible for her becoming a WMFO DJ.
That is, I would say, partially true. I'm just, as you're saying this, recalling that as part of my show, I record several podcasts to cut up and mix into the audio of my shows. And on the first one that I did, she came by, and I spoke to her, and she said she was planning on getting a show and calling it the Russian Show, and or the Russian Hour. I later noticed on the schedule that there she was. So it's really it's a cool connection. I'm glad that you knew that as well as I did.
I used to, when I was in college, I bought one of these, kind of a Sony Walkman. I think it was more a different brand, like a Panasonic.
Yeah.
And it was better because besides playing tapes, it would also record in stereo. So one of the jobs that I had during the summertime was being a messenger for a law firm on Wall Street. And I would go into these different places like the New York Stock Exchange on deliveries, and I'd record things like the elevator messages, yeah, and the conversations of people. And I try to, and then I would, I was taking an electronic music class and with Neil Rolnick, who actually turns out to be like a pretty cool composer. But I didn't realize that at the time. But I used that in there. And then later on, I didn't really think that I had the talent for singing. And when I began to compose music, I was inspired by the way Pink Floyd put Dark Side of the Moon together. That they came up with some questions on 3x5 cards, and then they'd have interviews with people.
Really?
So I'd record those. Yeah, that's what they were hanging around the studio, and once they got the idea of the cards, and they went around to the roadies and to the other people. Paul McCartney and Wings was recording there, and the bass player for him is pretty famous for that. So that's what I was doing. I'd go around to my place of work, and I'd get these little clips of people talking about things, and then I'd mix it in.
Yeah.
And eventually, when I got a radio show here, I decided to start doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Definitely. I've been doing a lot of that myself and, you know, learning from the best here.
And it's just amazing here in the 21st century how if you're willing to spend some time to figure it out, it doesn't cost a lot of money and it's fun and it's just a great thing to be able to do.
Absolutely.
Unlike people of the past, it was still a great thing to do. But my friend Chuck, I had a little experience with this, with taking tapes and splicing them to do the mixing that way.
Yeah.
And then also having multiple tape recorders and the generation stuff.
Yeah.
But going even back to that era now, we're here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. We are going to be playing a longer track from a band that was both responsible or played the first concert I ever went to and the first concert Luke ever went to.
Indeed.
And we are talking about Rush. I went to see them in Poughkeepsie, New York. I must have been 1976-ish or something.
Yeah, I believe I saw them perhaps in Lowell, Massachusetts, in 2011, I believe, for the Clockwork Angels tour.
Excellent, excellent. So we are going to be playing an outstanding example of Neil Peart's incredible percussion skills. This is a track called Cygnus X1. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's about somebody who decides to get on a spaceship and go into a black hole. And then it ends, but the album that came after that, Hemispheres, picks up that because he's transported to another place, and yes, there's a big long story about that, which both Luke and I love, and we've both played Hemispheres on our shows.
Absolutely.
But one thing I particularly note of Cygnus X1 is the weird time signature. You know, there's a lot of music, a lot of rock music. It's just, you know, 4-4. It's like, you know, straight ahead beat, yeah, da, da, da. This is not that. This has a really weird time signature. And Rush, back then, and as they continued, you know, decades, they were just one of the tightest bands of knowing how the others played and being able to work that all together.
Definitely.
So I hope you enjoy this incredible example of Neil Peart's percussion. Cygnus X1 here on WMFO in Medford.
Constellations of Cygnus, their looks mysterious. telescopic eye, infinity, the star that would not die.
Oh, I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
Cutting and Bernie.
I'd probably talk about
Cutting and Bernie.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything boys, school.
Cutting and Bernie.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and Bernie in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and Bernie in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
You're tuned in to a very experimental Tears of the Gods sound collage. And this is Wendy Carlos, her masterpiece, Summer, digitally reversed. And Luke and I will be mixing up some more from CBS News, the incredible year of 1968.
And to any tough students out there, make sure to come to the Crane Room in Page Hall tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our first WMFO show of the semester. We got two rock bands, High Beam, Frankie Valet, followed by two hip-hop artists, Mizuchi and Illegal Advisory. 8 p.m. Crane Room, tough students. See you there.
Who's the we who's putting this on?
That would be myself, the booking coordinator, as well as the entire exec board at WMFO.
One of the world's finest freeform radio stations. Enjoy summer and more of 1968.
Of educational program with reference to Vietnam and other national problems.
No longer conducting a kind of children's crusade to get them away from demonstrations and protests, keep them busy until they accept the establishment in middle age.
In New Hampshire, he had seen the hold that Eugene McCarthy had on the young people of the nation, and he could wait no longer.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
I do not run for the presidency merely to oppose any man, but to propose new policy.
I run for the presidency because I want the Democratic Party and the United States of America to stand for hope.
Instead of despair, for reconciliation of men, instead of the growing risk of world war, new legal primaries, Robert Kennedy both won and lost. He had to win the primary in California.
one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed. Whenever any American's life is taken by another American unnecessarily, whenever we tear the fabric of our lives, which another man has painfully and clumsily woven for himself, then the whole nation is degraded. Among free men, said Abraham Lincoln, there can be no successful appeal from the ballot to the bullet. And those who take such appeal are sure to lose their case and pay the toll.
We'll be right back. танцы, иностранные танцы, английские танцы, французские танцы, итальянские танцы, немецкие танцы, испанские танцы, грузинские танцы, украинские танцы, счастливые танцы, белорусские танцы, иностранные танцы, русские танцы, обычные. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
International Party. Hippies, they called themselves, converged on Chicago. They said they were there to protest the war, poverty, racism, and other social ills. Some of them were also determined to provoke a confrontation, to draw attention from the convention to the streets. Mayor Richard Daley vowed to keep it peaceful, even if it took force to keep the peace. He was backed by 12,000 police, 5,000 National Guardsmen, 7,500 regular army troops. Restraint was absent on both sides. This was later called a police riot. During that frightful week, the demonstrators repeatedly tried to march on the site of the convention, the stockyards. Repeatedly, they were forced back. But even inside the convention hall, a virus of violence was pervasive. Dan Rather and Walter Cronkite of CBS News.
Take your hands off of me.
Dan Rather.
Unless you intend to arrest me, don't push me, please.
Even inside the convention hall,
X-ray Delta 1, this is Mission Control. 2049er transmission concluded.
Welcome to voice print identification. When you see the red light go on, would you please state in the following order: your destination, your nationality, and your full name. Surname first, Christian name, and initial.
Everyone prepared for the Tet Lunar New Year. For the people of Vietnam, Tet is both a joyous and sacred time of the year. This was to be the first spring of the Second Republic of Vietnam. The Tet Truce, proposed by the communist North Vietnamese, seemed to promise the people a safe holiday, free from the ever-present anxiety of war. At the temples, the people gathered to pay respect to their ancestors. On the eve of the new year, thousands of Saigon families prayed before the altars of their ancestors. They prayed that peace might be restored to their homeland. This year, however, the traditional firecrackers of the Tet celebration became the fireworks of war. The Viet Cong, taking advantage of the noisy celebration, launched a savage attack on Saigon, violating the truce they themselves had proposed. Areas of the city became a blazing inferno. Columns of smoke rose skywards as block after block in the capital city burned with the fires of Viet Cong treachery. As the frightened people fled, many fell victim to the enemy gunfire. Soldiers
soldiers reacted quickly to counter the communist offensive and to protect civilian life and property.
You've been listening to a very experimental mix. Well, you've been listening to that crazy freeform sound collage. A Tears of the Gods experimental sound collage. Here on WMFO in Medford. This evening, we've been mixing up digitally reversed Wendy Carlos ambient pieces, particularly several from Sonic Seasonings, her epic 1972 ambient masterpiece. But we've been taking the remastered CD versions, digitally reversing them, and mixing up selections from a vinyl CBS News documentary. Thanks so much to Chuck Yu for lending it to me. The incredible year, 1968, narrated by Charles Kuralt. We also heard two outstanding examples of Rush drummer Neil Peart's incredible percussion skills in Cygnus X1 and YYZ, plus three songs by my favorite 21st century Russian band, whose name I can only pronounce as the largest prime number. And thank you to Diana of the Russian Hour every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. here, bringing you new as well as classic and electronic Russian music. Plus, thanks so much to DJ Luke Palet, who'll be back on our airwaves here at midnight. He showed me so many cool things about our mixing here, and he was a wonderful collaborator. Stay tuned for Savoir Faire with Songs from the Squid Pod, coming up promptly at 10 p.m. on WMFO in Medford.